Despite the lack of information about the temple, several groups had already mapped a not insignificant portion of it. And interesting and intricate and ancient though it might be, Shiru still found it overly large. And Moore's comment as to why it was so large did nothing more than annoy her.
Yes, the Jedi did have a great deal of time to build it, and thus they have created a great waste of time for us,
Tanika replied. The Kashyyyk Saber was irritated at having been assigned what she perceived as a task far beneath her simply because she was not human, and made no attempt to hide it. Her presence in the Force, as well as her body language and acidic tone of voice, made this clear to all around her.
This is unnecessary and unsanitary,
she added, as her boots squelched in something fetid.
Anything I am ordered to do is necessary, Moore replied.
A large Kashyyyk, more than 2 meters tall and broad, he seemed completely fine with stepping in foul-smelling sludge and contorting his large frame to navigate the cramped tunnels that forced them all to go single file and him to stoop. His response was, of course, the proper one, and the others were paying close attention to the conversation. Tanika cursed herself silently.
Of course, Saber Akrav, she said. I misspoke. I simply think that a group with our combined abilities could be put to a use that would have more immediate and effective results. I personally am going to recommend that unless we see something truly remarkable, the entire subterranean area should be closed off.
Well then, Moore said, with irritating amiability. That would be a highly useful conclusion to have reached, and thus would render this exploration necessary to have reached it.
There was a muffled chuckle behind him. Tanika froze and shone her glow rod back at Joshvi and Rulin, who looked as if they had never laughed at anything in their lives. She caught the gazes of each of them and stared them down, then turned around and continued forward.
Even if it is large, Moore said, we will have more than enough Sith to fill it soon. Think of how pleased High Lord Yor will be to instruct the new apprentices in such a place. Think what we will learn once we have full access to the Jedi archives. Think
what I will do to you if you are not silent,
snapped Tanika.
Your prattle grows tiresome.
Don't tell me you are afraid of close quarters or smelly tunnels, said Moore.
With no warning, Tanika stopped dead in her tracks. Moore bumped into her.
What?
He began.
She elbowed him into silence. The sound came again, a sort of scuffling, as of something very large and very fast.
Perhaps the Jedi kept guardians, said Moore, speaking very softly, as the ancient Sith did for their temples, the Dukata and such.
Tanika nodded her white head slowly.
Perhaps, she said.
She would speak as little as possible. She wanted to listen.
Weapons!